Wednesday, January the 24th. You can't finish what you don't start. I'll never forget when I got a phone call from a friend asking me if I wanted to compete in the original military mud run on the Marine base outside of Columbia, South Carolina. When he first called me, it was supposed to be for fun. So I said, yes, I would love to run. And then he made a grave mistake. He asked our friend, Will Powell, to be the fourth man on the team. Now, Will Powell is no ordinary man. You see, Will Powell is a friend. He was a deacon in our church. But Will Powell is otherwise known as Will Power. Will Power is a three-time CrossFit champion of the world in his age group, and Will doesn't do anything for fun. Will is so ripped, he needs a Band-Aid. Come on, somebody. I mean, he is shredded. He is totally in shape, and Will competes to win. And now our team goal was to finish in the top 10% of the 500 people who were running in the race. Thanks, friend. This no longer sounds fun for me. So I want to say, do you know how long it took us to finish this race? 4 months and 80 minutes. 4 months to train and 80 minutes to finish the race. The 10K run with 39 obstacles in the wet, muddy woods of Fort Jackson, South Carolina, military men screaming in your face the whole time saying, drop down and give me 20, son. I'm saying it was not amusing. It was the hardest thing, one of the hardest things I've ever done in my whole life. It was four of us, and we trained for 4 months. And it brought me to the starting line, and it only took 80 minutes to finish. And this is funny. The plan was for me to carry Will Powell across the finish line, but when I made it to the end of the race for the final obstacle, Will carried me because you had to finish as a team. And I thought, isn't this how faith works? If you will just start and do your best with what you've got, the Lord Jesus Christ will carry you, or he will send somebody else to help you cross the finish line. I started, and today I'm so glad to say I survived. The willpower. You've got to have willpower in this world because you can't finish what you don't start. And I want to ask you a question today. What do you need to start? Let me say it the American way. What's your New Year's resolution? And not something that goes in one year and out the other. No, seriously. Really, we don't need any more New Year resolutions. What we need is godly routines. Healthy, consistent routines this year. And I'm serious, what is the Holy Spirit asking you to do? Break out a pen and a pad and write down the word of the Lord. The secret is found in the secret place. Still away the next few weeks. Rest, rejuvenate, recalibrate. Intercom creates a channel for the Holy Spirit to speak. Rick Warren says, intercom is the intercom. King David said it this way in Psalm 62:5, my soul waits silently before the Lord. My expectation is from him. I'm sitting at his feet and I'm waiting with great expectation for him to speak. So what do you want me to do this year, oh God? Will you ask him that question? Today, tomorrow, this week, what do you want me to do this year? I'm stating the obvious, but Noah would have never built the ark if he didn't start. Nehemiah would have never repaired the wall around Jerusalem if he had listened to the skeptics of his day. No, he had to start. Esther would have never finished the fast if she didn't make a public proclamation. I'm going to participate and do something different so that my people don't die. There's so many people in the scripture that put a stake in the stand, that they took a stand and they did what the Holy Spirit said in their heart. But I can't speak for you. I've been praying and I've been fasting and I've been believing God for a greater year. Last year was good, but I'm believing God for greater things in 2024. But let's be honest, there's a fear factor involved whenever you do anything great for God. But I believe. How many of you believe in the God of the Bible? I know you do, or you would not be listening to this podcast. So I applaud you this morning. And I conclude with a John Maxwell quote, "Small disciplines repeated with consistency every day lead to great achievements gained slowly over time." You're not where you want to be, I'm sure, but you're not where you used to be. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you this morning to start. Start something, because you can't finish what you don't start. And I truly believe that the Holy Spirit is going to speak. And by this time next year, your whole life is going to look radically and totally different in Jesus' name. That's my prayer for you. And I pray that you have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
This program was made possible by the generous partners and friends of Chance Walters Ministries International. Until next time, we are on the revival road. For more information, download our free ministry app or go to our website at www.